This is MSO News Sports, and we are continuing our North Shore football coverage with Jim Rabbit, head football coach from Kipp Academy in Lynn. Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course, Bill. Always a pleasure talking to you, especially playoff time.
Absolutely. So here you are in the playoffs, D8 with a home game Friday night at Manning Field against Sutton. So first up, tell me about Sutton. What can you tell us about this team? You guys, the number 7 seed, the higher seeded team, against number 10, Sutton.
Yeah, so Sutton presents really tough on film. Their running back is very shifty. He seems to make a lot of guys miss, and certainly someone we're going to have to scheme for and slow down, I think, if you want to have success. Their quarterback is actually a pretty good thrower. He likes to run around a little bit in the pocket and get outside there a little bit and try to find some guys on the scramble. And so it's our job to contain him. And I think if we can kind of stop that a double-headed monster there, we'll be in good shape, but we're going to play fast and physical and sort of bring back how we played against Whittier a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you mentioned their running back, there are missed tackles with him, or if they're unable to stop him, opponents are unable to stop him. Tell me about that. Is that his shiftiness? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, it seems to be. He's just a low-to-the-ground runner where if you don't get solid contact on him, he slides off you. He seems to have some real wiggle to him. And kids like that are hard to tackle. They don't go down easy. They run hard, so they can run through contact. So he's certainly helped them to get to their 6-2 record. Like I said, I think it's just going to be on our guys to get to the ball, swarm to the ball with many many players to the ball in defense, and put some helmets on them to slow them down.
Well, I understand last week it was a great game for the fans, 41-40. Manchester Essex topping you guys, but tell us about the game and a note or two out of that game last week.
Yeah, look, we weren't satisfied, obviously. A great game. We battled back. We put ourselves again in some spots where we were forced to come back from two scores down, and we had a chance to win the game even at the end with all of our mistakes and our miscues. We were up by a score with about 3 minutes left, and we just didn't have our best game defensively. We played a little bit slow. We were a little bit dinged up in that game coming in, and that certainly showed in that game. But I think it was a great learning experience for our guys, just to prove that we can't just show up and play and win, especially against these good teams. And Manchester certainly was a good team, and Coach Grimes is a great coach. So you can't just show up and win when the games are important. And we know that going into the playoffs now, and I think we learned from that, I think we're going to put our best foot forward starting Friday night against Sutton.
This same topic came up with another coach I was talking to earlier today, Jim, and I think it's with the current playoff system, that's the beauty of it, if you will, if you're a coach, is you have an opportunity to learn and still, be able to step into the playoffs with kind of like a fresh start here on Friday night.
No, I think, the playoff format now, I think, is it's great. I mean, you get half the teams just about in the state get a chance to at least play for something, and have a chance at that championship. And back, when I played, 20 years ago, it was you had to win the league championship, and you could go 9-1, 10-1, whatever the schedule was. And if you lost that one game, you didn't get in. You probably had a pretty good football team then. So I think the opportunity for more teams to be able to learn from the mistake and learn from a loss is invaluable. Where before this came out, if you didn't win your league and you lost that one game, whether you learned from it or not, didn't make a difference. You weren't getting to that postseason. So the grind of the postseason is certainly more difficult now, playing 3-4 games to get there. I think it's better for the kids, I think, just to have an opportunity, more teams having the opportunity to play for something meaningful in November.
All right, Jim, I'll just ask you maybe just to have you talk a bit about your team just to close it out. We've got a couple of questions here on the team. What can you share with us for player updates from Kipp, from the last week or the last couple of weeks since we talked?
Yeah, I think, we have more guys ready to go, I think, than we have in the past. And that's, because we've had injuries early on in the season. We have certainly have more hands on deck when it comes to, our ability to shuffle guys in and out and give guys rest. And we have some playmakers, Mornell and Jovan and Chanel, make plays for us, and they've come up at the biggest times and the biggest games all season, even stepping back to last year. So I'm really excited about what these guys can do in a playoff game with high stake leverage, and I really think these
All right, we lost our connection there for a moment, but Coach Rabbit is right here back with us. And Coach, last question to you. Give me a note or two on defense, and then maybe a note or two. We've talked about your linemen this year. That's a big help to your team from compared to maybe last year or so on. So just close it out with a note from your line, offense, defense, both or whatever, and your defense as well.
Sure. I mean, defensively, Joseph Beto on our D-line, is, we talked about him a couple weeks ago. He's really stepped up. He's a sophomore, and he is, I think he's the best line in the league and one of the best linemen I've seen on tape of anyone we played so far, just as a sophomore. So he's really coming to his own mid-season on, and he's a problem for offensive linemen. He does the same thing in offense, too. He's a guy we can run behind. He's a guy we get behind as well. You know, and team-wise, you know, defensively, we have to play with speed, like we did against Whittier, and be aggressive. And I think when we do that, we're very, very tough to get yards on. And then offensively, I think you know, we just get the ball to our athletes in space, and keep the game plan simple. You know, get the ball to Jovan and Mornell and Chanel, let them do the work. And Denzel Gomez has been great on the offensive line for us. Our center Jaden and I, both juniors, have done a great job. And making space for our guys, both at receiver, running back, and at quarterback. So I think if we put that all together this week, we're going to be fine. You know, it's going to be a grind. D8 is very, very deep this year in the playoffs, and we're going to see us, you know, how far we can go.
All right, well, good luck. Game one, Sutton, Friday night at Manning Field. Coach, thanks so much for your time.
Bill, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yep, Jim Rabbit, head football coach, Kip Academy, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.